Nova Scotia announced last week an update on the returning late fees and other new supports available for customers. These late fees were suspended in April 2025, and since then, no accounts have been charged for being overdue. This was done due to a cyber attack the company experienced affecting billing systems. The practice will be returning, however, come October 1st. Providing flexibility in waiving late fees on power bills after the cyber incident was the right thing to do for our customers, said Chris Letang, Director of Customer Care for Nova Scotia Power. We committed to providing at least 60 days notice before reintroducing them. Today, we are confirming that late fees will return on October 1st, 2026. We know some customers may need help to manage their balance. Our team is here to support with flexible, interest-free payment plans, which spread costs evenly over 12 months, and extended options of up to 24 months. The company also announced that they are launching a new $500,000 community energy fund to help eligible customers who are struggling with their power bills. Credited through Nova Scotia Power's Grassroots Grants Program, the Community Energy Fund will partner with local organizations to provide direct support to customers who need it most. Through the program, Nova Scotia Power will match assistance provided by participating organizations, helping more Nova Scotians access more financial support for their Nova Scotia Power bills. We know many Nova Scotians are making difficult choices as they manage rising household costs, including power bills, Vivek Sood, President and CEO of Nova Scotia Power, said in a media release last week. That's why we're launching the Community Energy Fund. By partnering with trusted community organizations and matching the support they provide, we can help more people access assistance when they need it most. Nova Scotia Power has had a presence in communities across Nova Scotia for over a century. As the primary electricity provider in the province, the company is regulated by the Nova Scotia Energy Board and provides generation, transmission, and distribution of electrical power to approximately 550,000 customers. This includes residential, commercial, and industrial customers. With more than 2,200 dedicated employees, the team at Nova Scotia Power works every day to provide safe, reliable service to customers in every corner of the province. Their focus is on engaging with communities about the important work being done to meet the evolving energy needs of Nova Scotians while supporting the exciting growth and development in the region. As I'm sure we're all aware, it's been a tumultuous few years for Nova Scotia Power. The recent cyber attack was no joke, with a phishing scam causing a breach that gave thieves access to personal data belonging to 280,000 ratepayers, about half their customers. This is understandably causing a lot of mistrust from Nova Scotians, and hopefully these steps will help the company return to their regular scheduled programming and help out people who may struggle. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.